KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Still no Speaker of the House after the historic ouster of Kevin McCarthy. At least two other Republicans are vying for the job, Congressman Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, with a government shutdown looming again early next month.
A lot of conservatives are going to press the next speaker to throw out the deal Kevin McCarthy made with Democrats in the White House on spending levels earlier this year. They're going to want spending cuts, and they're going to press the speaker, whoever he or she may be, to say it doesn't matter that this was passed into law. We're not going to do it.
ABC's Rachel Bade. Lawmakers also divided over funding for Ukraine. Funeral today for the late senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. It's been changed from a public memorial to a private service over security concerns. Feinstein died last week at 90 years old. She was the longest-serving woman in Senate history. This is ABC News. Getting a home loan is costing even more. The average rate for a 30-year mortgage now just over 7.5%, the highest in 23 years. Part of wildfire-ravaged Maui set to reopen in a couple of days to tourists, but ABC's Alex Stone says...
At the Hawaii State Capitol, Maui residents arrived this week delivering over 14,000 signatures urging the governor to delay Sunday's reopening of West Maui tourism, saying it's too soon.
Our hearts still ache. Visitors coming to Lahaina is adding insult to injury.
Lahaina will not be open. Governor Josh Green says for the economy of Maui, the resorts on the western side of the island need to reopen.
Staying shut will force them out of the community. They will have to relocate to find a way to care for their families.
He is standing firm that West Maui will reopen to visitors on Sunday.
And in the baseball playoffs, all four wild card series ending in sweeps. The Rangers, the Twins, the Diamondbacks, and the Phillies all moving on. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
The
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor on a good-looking Thursday. Packer football coming up on Monday. Today is Throwback Thursday, where we talk to legendary figures in Green Bay Packer history. Coming your way right now, number 16, Randy Wright. Randall.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good, buddy. How are you?
We're good.
I'm good, but you use that term loosely, Packer legends, for throwback. So the throwback is accurate, but we'll stretch the other, but I'll take it.
Well, Randy, he calls himself a legend, too, so, you know, that's...
You know, that's good. That's a good comeback. When you compare to present company, I fall into the category.
You fit right in.
Hey, Randy, what did you think so far of our green and gold?
Not totally surprising. Okay. If at all surprised, maybe a little pleasantly surprised. I don't know what the over-under was for wins for the year, probably 8, maybe 9, but right. The 17-game schedule, I think Jordan Love has played surprisingly well, and maybe not surprisingly, but just well. And I guess it's surprising to me that he's played as well as he has. It's not been super, super consistent every quarter, every game, every half, but definitely played better than I thought that he would have, and maybe some question marks on some of the other sides of the ball with some of the things that they've done and some of the points they've given up. But injuries have hit them early, as everybody knows. But overall, 2-2 is maybe not a surprise.
What did you, as a guy who took over from Lynn Dickey, of course, you know, when you're first thrust into that starting lineup on a regular basis, where it's like, here's the keys to the car, you know, go get it. What are some of the things that people, even the media, don't realize come into play in that situation that you experienced?
Well, I think the biggest difference is when I was backing up Lynn for the first 2 years, I got a fair amount of playing time. He had some injuries and went down, and there were some opportunities where I had to step in and play, had to step in and start a game or two the first 2 years that I backed up. So even though I had a little extensive playing time in the preseason, the speed of the game in the regular season is so much different than preseason and so much different than practice, for sure, that you really can't explain it. You can't prep for it. You can't practice for it on the page of reality until you actually get out there and see it. And Jordan Love has had a couple opportunities to play in the past 3 years, preseason, game or two, and Rodgers has been down. But the speed of the game and the consistency of it is just really much different. So I think that's the thing that sticks out. I was told by a former NFL offensive coordinator, back when I was broadcasting, we were covering a team, and the head coach at Indiana, Cam Cameron, had been an offensive coordinator in the NFL for many years. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the difference between college and the pros. And one of the things that he had a real hard time adjusting to as a head coach now at a college was, man, in college, you can call the same play once a quarter, maybe twice, three times and a half, and then go back to it in the second half. He said, in the NFL, every single play you see a different defense. Every single play is different because you can't run the same play twice in the same game, basically. And the defenses are just that good and that sophisticated. And that was, thinking back to my playing days, that was an adjustment to how quickly defenses recognize things and how different defenses show up every single play.
We're talking with former Badger and Green Bay Packer quarterback Randy Wright.
Yeah, Randy, you know, I don't have near the knowledge you or Johnny have when it comes to this, but I'll tell you what people like about him. This is just, you know, water cooler talk, but he seems pretty composed on the field. You know, some people, like, wear it on their sleeve and pointing and complain, and this guy just seems like he's taking it all in. The other thing I just want to say about him, and his interviews are great. I mean, thanks his mom. He just seems like a really good guy. I just think this town is really behind him. And you know more about the athletic ability. But, I mean, do you learn that? Are you coached on how to hold your composure? Because there's some plays that I would probably have a little bit of a meltdown. And he just seems very cool about the whole thing.
I mean, I think you can be reminded by your coach. You can be, quote-unquote, coached to, you know, don't react, don't do this, don't do that. But I think that's a natural instinct. I think it's something you're born with. I think it's something that you gain with experience, whether it's in Jordan's place, whether he gained the experience through college, through high school, through growing up, through, you know, life, childhood experiences. So, I mean, you can be reminded to do this or do that, but I think the instinctive behavior is something that's just ingrained in you, that's in his DNA. And I agree with you. I have been very impressed with him, much like I was very impressed when Aaron Rodgers was in the same position, what, 18 years ago, 15 years ago, when he sat on the bench and then he took over for Brett and all the controversy and the talk about that. Rodgers handled himself with utmost class and character, and I think it carried him through for many, many years. I think Aaron possibly would change maybe a few of the things the last couple of years when he left. But I think because of that, the city is really pulling for Jordan to succeed. And they really want him to, because he has shown that same character and class that Aaron showed when he took over for Brett. And Jordan is showing that right now. And I think the support has been well earned. And I'm one of those supporters myself.
You know, Randy, for as long as I've covered the Packers, there's always somebody, you know, some party that wants to get rid of the offense coordinator, get rid of the defense coordinator. Right now, it's the defense coordinator again. Boy, Don Capers, the poor guy, couldn't go a day without, you know, fire Capers. And that's been, what do you see along those lines as far as how the Packer defense is playing? And obviously, it's not playing well. But do you see a coordinator issue, or do you see a talent issue? What exactly do you see is the problem there?
Boy, you know, that's a good question. And I probably would listen to some of the water cooler kind of talk and say, yeah, that's been a surprise that they give up this amount of points. I'm surprised here. I know they've had some injuries, but everybody has injuries. And the old saying is still true, no matter how many years it goes back. The only time you're 100% healthy is before the first game of the year, because everybody gets banged up. Everybody gets chips and bruises and little things that limit them. I don't think it's necessarily a coordinator problem at this point, just because I think the players have been in position to make some plays, and I don't know that they want to be super aggressive on defense and get stung when you've got a young quarterback and honestly a really young offensive team that's really been banged up on the offensive side of the ball. You know, the more aggressive you play on defense, the more likely you are to get burned if you guess wrong or if one guy lets you down versus the whole defensive side. And I don't know that the Packers have the confidence right now that their offense can overcome those things. You know, back to the great defenses, and you know, maybe the best defense to ever play was the 85 Bears when they won the Super Bowl and that Buddy Ryan stuff. And, you know, that's quite a few years back in the era that I played. But even since then, you look at some of the great defenses, and they took chances, and they could play, and they could go out, and they could blitz, and they could really create activity. But they had an offense that could recover if the defense got burned. I don't know that Green Bay has the confidence right now that their offense can recover. So I think the defense could be a little conservative right now. But I think it'll improve, and I think the offense will grow its wings and be able to show that they can overcome some mistakes that the defense may make. So I think those are things that go on inside a coach's room that people on the outside don't always understand. But I certainly wouldn't give up on Barry or the defense at this point.
Randy, for a young quarterback like that, though, and you had a James Lofton and certain guys like that, but you know, obviously Watson still hasn't become that star player or anything like that. They don't have a Davante Adams. They don't have that absolute stud where it's like, no matter what the situation is, you're going to look for that guy first because just physically, he's better than the guy going up against him. How much of a detriment is that to Jordan Love right now, not having that ace go-to guy?
Well, I think it's a huge issue for the Packer offense and Matt LaFleur, not only Jordan Love, because and it trickles down. And the reason I say that is when your number one receiver gets hurt, and let's assume Christian Watson is that number one receiver, because I thought he played fabulous last year, really grew, really developed. He's been hurt this year, so he hasn't really had the chance. When your number one receiver gets hurt, that means the defense's number one cornerback is now covering your number two receiver. And that's a mismatch. Mm-hmm. And it trickles down. Their second best now covers your third best. And Green Bay doesn't really have, like you said, that outstanding Sterling Sharp, James Lofton, Davante Adams. So it's even harder now for these young guys who may have a lot of talent, but not a lot of experience. Again, back to the first comments we made, the speed of the game in the regular season is escalated like you can't believe. And I think that trickles down until Green Bay gets their full complement of receivers healthy on the field. It's going to be hard for them to make some big plays. And Jordan Love is probably being a little more careful because he needs to be, because he doesn't have that guy that he knows. I've got James Lofton on the left, and he's going against their second-best cornerback. That's a huge mismatch, no matter who it is. Probably a mismatch when Lofton was going against most first defensive players. The best cornerback was still a mismatch against Lofton. Now you picture your second-best receiver going against Jair Alexander, and that's a tough mismatch. So I think, yeah, that trickles down into calling plays on both sides of the ball.
Wow. Yeah, this is so educational for me to listen to someone as knowledgeable as you. It sometimes hurts me at after these games, Johnny, right? If we don't win, someone's got to be in the crosshairs. And
the scapegoat.
Very often, but it used to be special teams, remember?
Yeah.
And then there's Joe Barry, and I like what you said about, look, you know, he's not Buddy Ryan, but we got to give this some time. And I just think the community, sometimes we have to remind that, you know, we're very fortunate to have a team, and, you know, we're not going to, you know, if we can win 8-10 games, I'm with you. I think that would be a great season, but yeah, we got to have some patience, but there's also some work that they have to do. And I'm glad you're so supportive of Jordan Love. I think I hope he's going to be the guy.
Randy, can you stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
Awesome. We're going to set a 2-minute break. Randy Wright, our very special guest, joining us here on Throwback Thursday. Mino and the Mayor. We'll be back right after this. Hold on tight to your dream. Hey, hold on tight to your dream. When you see a ship go sailing, when you feel your heart is breaking, hold on tight to your dream.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Howler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, overcast. High of 72. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows level off around 45. Mainly clear skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Cloudy. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday. And highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW on a Thursday morning. Throwback Thursday, former Packer and Badger quarterback Randy Wright joining us right now. Randy, this is really insightful stuff. We were just talking, Jim and Todd here during the break, like, wow.
This guy's really good. We're learning something. Usually, thank you for just...
It's not emotional. It's like, here's why things are the way they are.
That's what it's... thanks for sharing that. And you really, to your credit, you speak in layman's language.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand what you're saying. And I think it's great that people should have a better understanding. People are very emotional about this game. And tell me, how do you see things looking for Monday? I think Johnny and I don't agree on this one. I think that's going to be a tough game.
Well, I'm not saying it's not going to be tough, but I think the Packers could beat them. What do you think, Randy?
I think the Packers can win. You know, there's obviously the difference between should win and could win. And I think there are a lot of games that they're capable of winning. I think anytime you're on the road on Monday night, it is difficult. And it's a long road trip out to Vegas. Vegas has enough distractions in itself, although they'll be locked up, I'm sure, and held, you know, pretty accountable by the hotel. But the Raiders are also struggling. And, you know, if you just, not that I'm a betting guy, but if you look at home dogs on Monday night, cover like 90% of the time.
He's not a betting guy, but he knows that home dogs cover 90%.
That's why I'm not a betting guy anymore. You learn that. So I think it'll be a tough game, and it'll be interesting. It'll be tough. I think there will be more Packer fans there than people realize, and that's one reason that the Raiders move to Vegas is because so many people that travel go to Vegas. They pull for the visiting team, and it's kind of an inside deal. But yeah, I think it'll be a tough game. I think they absolutely can win, but it'll be close. It'll be challenging.
Yeah, Randy, I just want to underscore that Johnny and I were at the Downtown Optimist Club yesterday, and we were saying that there are so many people from Green Bay. You know, there's a lot of people from Green Bay who will go to one away game. And why not Vegas? Just because of everything else that's out there. The stadium is where the Super Bowl is going to be. So there's a lot of, we know a lot of friends of ours who.
It's an expensive ticket.
It's the most, I think it might be the most expensive Packer ticket this season out of the 17 games. So that's why John and I are going to stay here.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And I have a lot of friends from Arizona, and we winter out in Arizona, and I have a lot of friends out there that are going up to the game.
Cool.
So, you know, Packer fans that are going up.
Right.
So it doesn't surprise me there will be a good Packer presence in the stadium.
Randy, have to switch gears, talk a little bit about the Badgers. What do you think of them so far under Luke Fickell?
I'm a huge Luke Fickell fan. I loved the hire when they did it. He is a first-class character, first-class individual. I got to know him when I was broadcasting, when we covered him as a player, and then some as an assistant coach. And I think the fact that they have, you know, not struggled, but they got beat like they did against Washington State. Not a huge surprise. No matter who you are, when you come into a new offense, especially at the collegiate level, and you are changing the offense like they are and changing the defense to a degree, it's going to take a little more time. Even when you look at the Deion Sanders and replacing the entire team like he did in Colorado, you know, Luke Fickell didn't do that. They got some portal players that transferred in, but it's fun to watch them play. I'm excited about what they can do. And I obviously, as a former Badger, you want the path, you want them to succeed. And I think they will, but you talk about pulling for Jordan Love. Everybody that I talk to with a Badger DNA in them is pulling for Luke Fickell, and
Agreed.
He has the utmost of respect. And I think they will do well with him. He is going to do well, and it's fun and kind of exciting.
That's awesome.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Because I'll tell you what, there's still something special when the Badgers are winning and the Packers are, you know, at least competitive and whatever. There's no place better to be than Wisconsin in the fall. But when it's the other way, when we had some of those seasons there in the mid-80s, and Randy, you and I were knee-deep into it.
Yeah, careful there, pal.
Yeah, and John was knee-deep.
I mean, things would, you know, I'd have those Sunday nights, boy, trying to make the most out of. And hey, Randy, you know, I got to tell you one thing, though, that you were talking about where you had opportunities to start some games. How would you like to be, you've been a broadcaster, Randy. Jim, you're in this business now. How would you like to be hosting a show with the starting quarterback who then says, oh, by the way, I don't want to start anymore? Remember that, Randy?
Yeah, I do. I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember that scenario.
So there's some fun times. But Randy, listen, I just want to say it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And by the way, you and I got together in Arizona last year, had a wonderful time, wonderful dinner, really caught up. And I was over at Channel 5 yesterday cutting my promos for my next trip to Arizona for Brewers spring training. Unfortunately, Brewers season ended on a real thump last night. But I will be seeing you in Arizona again.
Looking forward to it, John. I appreciate you guys having me on this morning. It's always fun to talk football.
You coming up for any games this year?
I don't think we'll make it this year. We were up last year, but I don't think we'll make it this year. As the weather starts to turn, we try and head west pretty quick, and we won't make it this year, but I'll be watching on TV.
You know, one thing, I'm sorry, Jim, but I just want to say one thing. You know, one thing where you're really lucky on is how healthy you are coming out of that game. I mean, poor Don Majkowski, what he's gone through over the years and some of these other guys, huh? I mean, you got to count your blessings along those lines.
You know, I do. And you can certainly feel that you've played and taken the hits and all. And some of the residual starts to show itself as you get older. And some of that's just old age. But compared to some of the guys, some of my teammates and some other ones after the fact, I'm very grateful and thankful that I am not worse than I am, for sure.
Yeah, that is so true. I mean, we go to these alumni. We just had the alumni dinner here, and you see those guys. It's like, oof. Yeah. But they enjoyed playing. They're still living, you know, some of them are still living in that era. But, yeah, we really appreciate the effort you put into that. Johnny and I might be in Madison on the 14th. There's the Badgers play. Some guy offered us tickets.
Oh, really? I did not know this. Wow, thanks for letting me know.
Well, Randy.
Randy, can we stay at your place?
can we park at your place? Parking's tough down there. So.
Do you have Kelly's number? Can I get Kelly's number?
Yeah, I'll just give it to you over the air. How's
okay,
that work?
Sounds so everybody great.
Randy, thank you for coming on. You are. It's inspirational, but very educational, and we appreciate you sharing your talents with us. This has been great.
Great stuff, buddy.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. Have a great day.
Right, thanks, Randy. You. Randy Wright joining us. That was fun. Throwback Thursday here at Minor and the Mayor. We'll be back right after this. We're going to stimulate some action. We're going to get some satisfaction. We're going to find out what it is all about.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Still no Speaker of the House after the historic ouster of Kevin McCarthy. At least two other Republicans are vying for the job, Congressman Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, with a government shutdown looming again early next month.
a lot of conservatives are going to press the next speaker to throw out the deal Kevin McCarthy made with Democrats in the White House on spending levels earlier this year. They're going to want spending cuts. And they're going to press the speaker, whoever he or she may be, to say, it doesn't matter that this was passed into law. We're not going to do it.
ABC's Rachel Bade. Lawmakers also divided over funding for Ukraine. Funeral today for the late Senator from California, Dianne Feinstein. It's been changed from a public memorial to a private service over security concerns. Feinstein died last week at 90 years old. She was the longest serving woman in Senate history. This is ABC News.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? Aha. Hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Last half hour on a fun Thursday morning. Special thanks to Randy Wright for joining us. Like you said too, man, his insights, and he says it in such a layman's type of style, you know, versus where he's talking over your head.
Well, that, and he's not critical.
Yeah, I mean, he just points out the... Yeah.
That guy lives in...
Yeah, it's like when you talk politics to me, you go like way over my head. You know what I mean?
and he's very critical.
He's very critical.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Hey, you should have seen him yesterday at the Optimist Club. He was wound up.
They fed me a lot of red meat, though.
You had a salad. I'm very impressed.
No, I meant in terms of the
giving you stuff to tear into.
To be critical about it. Yeah. I didn't want to be critical, but you know, after a while, I jumped in. I'll admit.
But you were, but you want to talk about being brutally honest? I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that. But somebody asked him a question about somebody that had been in office or whatever. He wasn't good. I'll tell you why he's not here. He wasn't any good.
I can see
That's why. You asked the question. Why is so and so in here? Because he wasn't good. That's why. I'm sorry. He might be a friend of yours. I'm just telling you.
So then Johnny says, I did probably say something like that. And he's like, did I tell everyone I work with Rudy Giuliani?
Did you know this is Rudy Giuliani's brother that I work with? Yes,
anyway,
exactly.
So the city of Green Bay works, and it was voted the best place to live in the United States by a U.S. World News report. And why we're the best place to live, there's reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is the community, the volunteer spirit that we have here. And we've got an awesome guest here who's going to run for county executive someday.
Did you know that, Eric?
That is news to me.
Okay.
News to me.
Okay. No, I just think what you brought.
Eric Sponholz, executive director of the Volunteer Center of Brown County. Volunteer Center's 50th anniversary Community Strong campaign.
Yeah, and you've been leading the ship there for a little over 7 years. You engage this community with just a variety of things that need volunteers. I mean, people, government, nonprofits, they can't do it with just their staff. They need volunteers, and you make that connection. And tell us, Eric, you got this 50th anniversary coming up. What are you celebrating?
Yeah, so first of all, John, your impression of Jim, spot on.
Thank you.
Spot on.
Thank you.
It was incredible. You know, it's our 50th anniversary, celebrating that birthday. And, you know, we actually grew up right on this street here. Yep. We were in the basement of a building here in Washington, and I can't point it out to you because I don't know where it is. But, we're just trying to focus on what we call that human capital, where folks can go in and make a difference with these organizations. So it's kind of twofold. We're working with volunteers to try to match them with what they're looking to do and their skills and what they're passionate about. But on the flip side of that, part of our mission is trying to work with those organizations to not only better themselves, but better the people in those positions so that they can go out and find the people that they need to be able to give back.
And they need that training because that's not an employee.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes, yeah, I mean, and again, staffing is such a challenge these days, I think, for a lot of different nonprofits. So if they can find those volunteers that really have that passion and really care about the organization and can build them up just as much as they build up a normal staff member, that's really, really important to the bottom line for that nonprofit.
And with your 50 years and I don't know how many organizations you work with, what?
Yeah, right now I think we're at 83 partner organizations.
The variety of things that people, and I think sometimes people, and it's this is long before COVID, but they're not feeling fulfilled. And there's things, there's spiritual, there's maybe a diet, and you look great, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
How are you doing that?
Well, it's a lot of things that I'd love to eat that I don't. A little bit more willpower these days.
What was it, 18 pounds in 30 days or something?
Yeah, it's close to that, something like that, yeah.
It's incredible.
But so the two things that we can't do is willpower.
Yeah, or give up things we like.
Well, no, it's fine.
Other than those two things, I'm on this.
We're good. Yeah, we're good.
I can see the Kringle out the door there. Yeah.
Yes, and thank you for not taking some, even though we offered it, because that's more for us. But I want to talk about the opportunities for people that maybe feel maybe a little bit emptiness, or maybe feel like, look, I've been very blessed, and I need to do something. The variety of things people can do, from reading to putting a roof on a house, right?
Yeah, so two programs that really stand out are one that we do in-house called Reading Coaches for Kids.
Right.
That's working with kindergarten through fifth grade students to improve reading tone, reading comprehension. But at the face of it, it's really just having a caring person there.
Right.
For, you know, every Tuesday at noon, the student knows that Mr. John is coming and he's going to help read with me and talk to me about my day. So that's really, really important. And we've really grown that program.
Yeah.
So now we've been around, that program's been around for about 22 years. We just hit over 100 reading coaches in the Green Bay School District recently. So
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And boy, do they need that. Right.
They do.
I would do that. I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We provide all the training, everything like that.
And it's that, you know, it's one of those things, you know, learn to read, you know, read to learn, but they've got it. You miss that, you're missing a big piece. So I'm so glad that reading program, and I know you put a lot of effort into that.
And really with COVID, I mean, we're playing catch up, and we still are as far as student achievement and reading grades and things like that. So the district is really where we wanted to focus our time, and we're fortunate to have a really good partnership.
I mean, from the time, I mean, I'm ancient in regards to back when I was in school, but there was never any encouragement to volunteer, to help, to do community service, anything like that. And I know it's been cut back a little bit, and possibly because of some of the COVID situations, but I still think getting young kids involved at such an early age and seeing, you know, the impact, because a lot of times these kids might be thinking to themselves, well, I'm 15, 16, what can I really? There's a lot they can offer just given the opportunity.
Yeah, really. And really the district, you know, is moving in that direction, you know, more that work-based, service-based learning where people can get involved or students can get involved with organizations that they care about. And maybe that sets them up for a really solid career or something that they really enjoy.
And I think that I just want to pick up on that. John does a lot with the veterans and I do, you know, work with the homeless and adults like youth being around too. I mean, it just gives more energy to the event. I do think these kids grow up to understand that the way the world works, there's always going to be people who need volunteers. I mean, it's just the way it is. And if they can learn that at a younger age, that's a life skill. And, you know, I mean, you got to take care of your family first. I get that. But boy, once you got that kind of work in, there's so many things that you can even bring the family along. I think of that Raking Leaves program that you guys have.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Yeah, it is. We start that October 21st and you know, rake up Green Bay. And we're just trying to get people out to, you know, give back to those who aren't able to. But yeah, start them young. I mean, that's really, really important.
And Raking Leaves, picking up leaves, not. You don't need a huge skill set for that.
I
did that. So, yes, I just. So what are some of the other things that you're looking for, Eric, that maybe people could.
How can they get involved?
Yeah, a lot of different ways to get involved right now. The easiest way for folks is to go out to our website, volunteergb.org. We've got a list of volunteer opportunities out there that get updated every Thursday. That's a publication called the Volunteer Connect. And that goes out in email form too, but it's really easy to just go out to our website and see the most current up-to-date listings. Anything from the new community shelter to Happily Ever After Animal Sanctuary to Swinging a Hammer for Habitat, you know, those types of things that they're always needed. And again, I speak of Habitat just because they announced that big expansion, and I know they're going to need volunteers for that, and I know they're going to need people who are skilled in those types of things. And it really doesn't even need to be a skill set that you have. If you're just passionate about an organization and you want to learn more, we're here to help you try to do that and try to learn about the organization, create that awareness for these folks, because some people, you know, they just don't know. They don't know what they don't know, and we're here to try to help fill that gap.
And Eric, I just want to say that on the volunteering, like the Habitat or the painting, right? I mean, I'm not very handy at all. John's handy. But you meet some good people. A lot of times they provide lunch and you maybe make some friends out of that whole thing.
Volunteering fights depression. That's been the research. That's how it's always been. Anything that we read, you know, if you're feeling like you need to be able to give back, you need to be with people, volunteering is a great way to do that. And even from a, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, you're just retired or you just don't know what to do, come and see us. Tell us what you're passionate about, and we can definitely find an organization that will help.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes people might not realize they've got a skill set here that is needed.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, until they come to you guys and find out what you guys need, they might not realize, hey, there is a very big need for something that I've done all my life and didn't think about it.
Quick thing for, there's an organization in Green Bay called Hands on Deck, and what they do, they work with youth, and, you know, again, it's that service-based and that skill-based learning for youth, and they're building boats, and they're doing these wonderful types of things. They didn't have an accountant on their board, so we were able to work and find someone to fill that spot, and it was someone you just wouldn't have otherwise thought of it, but they realized, like you said, John, they have that skill set and they're able to make a difference, and it wasn't anything that was out of the realm of possibility for them, and we were able to match them up, and now they're going strong.
Back up a little bit here. What kind of boats are they building?
So I'm not a boat guy. All I know is it's wooden.
Big, I mean,
like bigger. Yeah, bigger.
We were just talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
We want a boat.
Okay.
The mine with the mayor boat. Okay.
Okay.
And I said, well, maybe I'll just build one since we can't afford one.
Yeah.
Maybe I can go to Jim. What? Todd?
We'll hook you up with Mark.
I'm excited about that.
I like this. Did we not talk about this yesterday, about building a boat?
Sure.
And you guys got a group that builds boats.
Mark Hawkins out at Hands on Deck. We'll get you in touch with him.
Please do.
You bet.
My gosh. This is the greatest day ever.
Hey, with 85 partner organizations, that is a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that I could think of 85 different things, but
sure.
I want to talk about the, and you mentioned a little bit, the variety of things you have, from reading to building boats to mm-hmm. putting on roofs. Mm-hmm. If someone is a little bit hesitant because they don't have the time, but they mm-hmm. still want to do it, what's the commitment if you do something on this, Eric?
So one of the things we talk about is, when a volunteer tells us no, that doesn't mean never. So we're able to, you know, kind of follow up with them and work around their schedule. So similar to our Reading Coaches for Kids program, a lot of these nonprofits are going to be flexible. They're going to understand that they have to meet people where they're at, and they have to understand that it might not always work for them when they absolutely need it. Case in point, the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing has a yard cleanup day coming up on October 21st. I've got a group of volunteers that want to go out and give back, but they just can't make it that day. And EPH is telling me, hey, look, we're going to work with them. So from a volunteering standpoint, you want to make sure that everyone is flexible, both the organizational side and the volunteer side, and you definitely will be able to find something.
And you know, one of the cool things, it sounds like you guys make sure everybody's hands-on, because I've been to some Habitat things at times, and sometimes they'll have too many people.
Sure.
And you feel bad because
it's the deer in the headlights.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Eric, we talked... we had a guest on here from, Doug was on from the National Railroad Museum. I know you know him. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about family things to do. You could volunteer as a family, which I think is really important, that parents and kids and even, you know, teenagers, or even if a little older, a little younger, but I mean, you have to make sure it's the right thing. But, you know, they tell you that it's family and you should eat together and you do more things together, but kids, everybody's so, it's just crazy what's going on in this world right now with sports and academics and, you know, parents both working. Mm-hmm. Even at the community shelter, we have calls, can our family come and serve a meal? Sure. And I love that, because I think it's good for the family, and it's you know, obviously great for the community shelter. Mm-hmm. Do you have programs where a family can get together?
Absolutely. So what we do at the Volunteer Center is we drill down with these organizations what the minimum age is. Can you volunteer as a family? Is there opportunities for court-ordered community service? Because we do get those requests as well. So we're really able to understand what the organizations need. And if you reach out to us, we're able to walk you through all those different types of things, where if your family can volunteer, we'll point you in the right direction.
I was trying to figure out what the three of us could be qualified to do together.
85. He's gonna need 86. He's gonna need another 8. I don't know.
What could we do with our skill set different?
Do you have any openings for people that BS for a living?
Politics.
You know, it's funny.
Good point.
You drink coffee, eat sweets.
Yeah. Well, you could always come down to the volunteer center for a couple hours a day. Live remote. There you go.
Excellent. That's how we could help. We could do a live remote from your office.
That's right.
And get people to volunteer. That's how we can help the community.
Like
that makes sense.
Perfect.
Eric, you are the best. Eric, he's the director of the Volunteer Center of Brown County. They've been around for 50 years. Big anniversary, strong campaign coming up. And thanks for what you're doing. You're making the city better.
Appreciate you guys for having me on. Thanks.
Promise me you'll put us in touch with the guy that builds boats.
Okay. I will get you his message, his email.
Talking about this.
I want his email one more. I want your address one more time.
Volunteergb.org to check everything out.
Okay, it's all there.
Phenomenal.
Eric, thank you. Eric.
Thanks, guys.
That's great.
Take care.
Mine on the Mayor, back right after this.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Milwaukee.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 72. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again. Tonight, lows level off around 45, mainly clear. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 56. Overcast, dry with temperatures a bit below average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, wrapping up on a Thursday morning. Looking like a good morning out there. A little chilly, but not bad. 53 degrees in Green Bay, 53 in Appleton, 52 in Oshkosh. It's looking good. Hey, you know where we're talking? He was really good.
Wasn't that interesting?
Oh, my gosh.
And that, he's all in on that. But did you catch what he said a little bit, John, about depression?
Yeah. You know, volunteering really helps.
And depression kind of, I was just talking to him after when we were walking him out. It kind of picks up around the holidays for a weird reason.
You would think
it would go away because of all the holidays, but
I think it's because, you know what? I think the media, how do I put this? You know,
should be happy.
You see, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, look at this great Christmas commercial. Right. This beautiful family and a beautiful tree and the beautiful kids and the beautiful
Lexus with the bull around.
Exactly.
It.
Yeah. And somebody's sitting at home and they're, you know, whatever, and they're out of work and they're whatever. Like, you know, it's like
Eric said, to go and volunteer and look, you think about 85 organizations. I mean, we couldn't name that many. There's just such a variety there. And you know, it's only a 4-person operation.
Right.
It's just but they're aligned with organizations. And, you know, from maybe it would be good for you to come and serve a meal or serve breakfast at one of your veterans things or to read to a kid or rake leaves. Those are all good things that you come home and think, you know, I feel better about myself. So I'm a big fan of his, obviously. I'm a big fan of the organization.
I want to see how they build boats.
Yeah, you do. I don't know anything about I heard of that.
Me too.
2 minutes ago.
But I want to do this. What?
I always get scared. Like when you guys were at the EAA and we had the guys come in and they talked about building their own planes.
Yeah.
When you take that ship, that boat, that plane out for the first time.
Yeah.
Are you really sure it's going to float, fly, et cetera?
Well, we'll find out. I'm going to be on the dock
alone.
Watching Jim do it.
Now I'll be holding the remote.
I still think that was pretty fun what you were talking about as far as going through the locks. I would like to do that. I've never done it. I would like to do that.
Yes. That we'll do. No,
I think I won that poll
this year.
Didn't I,
no.
Todd?
Oh no.
What's that?
Didn't I win that poll?
No.
Which was yours? You said yes, right?
I said people have been through the locks than not. Been
you lost
the locks.
That one.
Yeah,
I lost.
Did.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did. I'm the guy with the pulse.
That might
on
be the first
community.
One I lost.
No, John.
You sure?
We will do that though. I don't know if we're gonna get that done this year.
What the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably
get that
not
done this year.
That'd be a good winter project for
you. What can we name the boat?
I had one time. We named it the Fossil.
The Fossil.
The Fossil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No.
The SS Schmidt?
We'll stay away
from it. It's a tongue twister.
We've had the Schmidt house. We don't want the Schmidt boat.
Hey, no. One thing I have to bring up one thing. I don't want to end the show on a bad note, but this was a couple of days ago. I saw it in the news. Did I get this wrong? That a few years ago, and the guy was just sentenced, a few years ago, a guy ran somebody over out by the airport, and he only got 45 days in jail. Did you see that story the other day? Todd, did you see that story? Am I seeing this wrong?
I didn't see it. Let me see if I can find it.
45 days in jail?
How about the senator's wife?
Menendez?
Yeah, his wife.
Same thing.
With her Mercedes.
Yes.
And then she got
Mercedes, you're right. No, but then they got a new one.
They got a new one.
They got a new one.
From the Egyptians.
Yes.
Yeah, she ran a guy over, and some cop showed up and said, "Hey, I'm here for a friend." Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And they weren't married then. They were just.
Yeah, she said some guy ran out and jumped on a windshield.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
You are right about that.
45 days,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
How is that humanly possible? And then he took off and he lied about it. And he got 45 days.
Who's the judge? You get these. Well, I don't say that.
All right.
Okay, we'll stay away. Yeah. Those guys are pretty good guys.
I didn't know if you had seen that or if I was missing something on
that. Wow. On Airport Road?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. That poor family.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
45 bleeping days? Wow. And the thing is, okay, maybe, you know what? You don't know the circumstances. Because,
right.
You know, there's been times, you know, even downtown here, you go to make a right-hand turn, all of a sudden a bike comes flying by or...
No respect for the walk signal. And I get out of my car. I do one of these days. But, I mean, come on. But on the other hand, you really got to be looking.
Yeah, I know. And I understand that.
But
you can see where, you know, maybe you're in the right and it's just a very terrible... But the guy was from Milwaukee and he took off and then he lied and said that he'd, like, hit a deer or something like that outside of Oshkosh. So, I mean, he lied about it, took off, and he gets 45 days?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I'd missed this story, if I've been living under a rock, and it's like, how is this humanly possible?
Yeah, I did not see that. I'm right now, this last, and I don't know how much you're into the veterans and football, but I've really been into this national politics.
I know you are.
Johnny. I've been leaning into this Trump thing. That's a cool story. This inflation thing. And his defense is I paid all my...
Hey, I thought of you.
Well, Rudy Giuliani said he wasn't a drunk.
No, I totally forgot. I was going to mention this early. The same thing is going to happen someday with you and Milton that happened with Biden and Commander.
No. Milton's been much better trained than Commander.
11 people he bit.
My dog would never bite. No, he wouldn't do that.
I mean, no disrespect, but how do you not put a dog down when he bites 11 people?
Well, they could train that dog. I think it's because... No, I don't... It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm not far be it to do an analogy from training his dog to training his kid.
Wow. Wow. You just won't give that one up, will you? Unbelievable.
That dog biting Secret Service people, if they would carry treats and just give the dog a treat, then he wouldn't do that. But I don't know. Who am I to say? He's the president. I'm just a lowly.
It's kind of a mean-looking dog, though.
And you're a morning show host in Greenville, Wisconsin.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to invest. It's like with kids. It's like with anything. You need to invest. And I don't know anything about it, but that dog has bitten people, and I don't think that's good. Now, when I was in the White House,
when you were in the White House? Is that what you said?
Yeah, okay. I've been in there a number of times.
Yeah, okay.
And they would let...
When I was in the Oval Office.
I was in there. But they would... President Obama's dog would just walk around. Very friendly dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They would be walking down the halls. And so... Dogs.
Were you in the Oval Office?
Yes.
No kidding.
I was in the Oval Office.
No. I would have taken something.
Did you take any pictures? You got pictures of
me? Yes, I do. Yeah. I have tons of pictures.
Okay.
I do have pictures. All right. I've been in the White House. They treat mayors, some presidents treated mayors really, really well, and we'd go there and have really good, great hors d'oeuvres. The band would play, and that
they
was
give you a pen or anything?
Fun. Nah, I think I may have lifted a couple just napkins or something.
Yeah,
but no,
you take
nothing.
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
In the old
like,
days,
like cloth napkins?
No, they weren't. They were like
with a seal on them.
They were like the heavy paper. No, they weren't. They weren't cloth. No, they weren't cloth.
Get the Secret Service on the phone.
I know, right?
Wow. I'll show you pictures. Yes, I have plenty of pictures of that. But yeah, that was the White House is great. I was actually there, Johnny. I think I told you this with the Packers after they won the Super Bowl.
I heard that's kind of a pain in the butt in a certain way. I've talked to players where it's like they had to sit out in the sun for like a couple of hours.
Right.
It's like 100 degrees.
Yeah,
and
right. It was not, yeah.
Yeah, it's more than just that photo op. There's
but
a
it
lot
is
more
fun,
than...
though. That's everybody should do that sometime. And anyway, so yeah, this was fun today. We had some great guests on, right?
Yep,
that Doug Grant at the Railroad Museum, and then, of course, Eric from the...
Randy Wright.
Yeah,
Randy
Quick
Wright
question for John.
My favorite.
Yes. A text came in and said, John, how far did the fossil sail?
Okay, yeah. I had my friend Nick did a song on it, and no disrespect to Evan Fitzgerald, but the words were, the searchers all say he would have made Ashwaubomay if he had put just 1 mile behind her. So there you go.
All right.
Friday tomorrow already. We got to go. Mino and the Mayor. See ya!
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.